Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Let's bring Commissioner Evans in because I want to talk about the Boston Marathon, which is, believe it or not, a week from Monday. And the commissioner is running the Boston Marathon for a great charitable organization, which is called Journey Forward. And so we're going to get the commissioner to come in and chat a little bit about that. And Dan from Journey Forward is with him. And, of course, I'm going to have to get the commissioner to pronounce a word for us that we have played on this show with some audio. That's the first time he's heard me say that I am going to do that. And so, Commissioner, good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
We're fond of your pronunciation of a certain word because it is what most of us who grew up here in Massachusetts and have lived our whole lives here pronounce it as, in the same manner as you. So could you pronounce for me the name of the place where one would go if they wanted to take a book out on loan for several days?
The library?
Oh, wait a minute. I think he got it right.
Say that. The library.
Yeah, we're fond of playing a drop of
you. You guys go there?
we're fond of, at one point you pronounced it library.
Now
that you're over at Boston College, how's it going over there at Boston College?
It's going well.
Yeah.
It's a great place to work.
Yeah.
People are great.
Is it weird to go from tracking down the Boston Marathon bombers to busting a kegger?
They're great kids up there.
I bet, you know what I mean?
So it's a good job.
It's fun with the football.
Yeah,
and
a lot of
the sports and everything.
A lot of excitement and all that stuff.
You're knocking on doors at Hillsides over there.
Yeah.
And for the record, did you smell alcohol in my breath?
No comment.
Thank you.
You will shortly.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Give it a minute.
Give you the breathalyzer when you leave.
So you're running the marathon, and you're doing it for Journey Forward, and Dan is here. Dan, how are you? Nice to see you.
Good, Greg. Thank you for having us.
Nice to see you. And so you've done it before, I assume. How many times have you ran?
Well, this is my 21st Boston and 54th overall marathon, but.
Oh. You know, unbelievable.
That's awesome.
As an elite runner myself, I do a lot of 5Ks.
Drugs? You run drugs?
I do a lot of 5Ks.
I'm trying to figure out what you might run.
I do a lot of 5Ks. Commissioner, I do a lot of 5Ks. What made you decide to choose Journey Forward to run for this year?
Well, you know, I heard Dan when he came ahead of the BAA last year and told about his organization and the great things they do. And, you know, obviously, I know Jimmy, he's a South Boston guy. We're all originally from South Boston. So, you know, Dan had a tragic accident where, you know, he became paralyzed. And, you know, the work and the rehab he's done in the organization that he started because of what he went through, it's all about, you know, bringing people who have been, for the most part, paralyzed with no hope of regaining, you know, walking and whatnot. They have a great organization in Canton that works with paralyzed individuals to get them to walk again. And, you know, we need to raise money because, you know, a lot of the health insurance doesn't cover the services that they need. And so this is all about raising awareness, raising money, so people who need and maybe will get the chance to walk again have that opportunity.
That's great.
A texter would like to know, Commissioner, what you thought of Mark Wahlberg in the film.
Well, Mark was good. You know, he was a good, you know, I met with him several times. And actually, I was joking. He came up to my office and I had to run out, and I had to leave him in there. I said, hey, don't steal anything in here. You know? I'm joking about that Dorchester Southie thing, you know. But he was pretty good. He was pretty good. No, I thought they did a good job. Very sensitive subject.
Yeah.
I think throughout it, Mark was very sensitive to the victims and never wanted to offend anyone. But him and Peter Berg, I thought, tried the best they could not to upset anyone. So I thought they did a pretty good job.
Will it be hard for you when you're running the marathon to not be thinking about that day in 2013?
Yeah, it will. I think it's the same day this year. It's April 15th, and I think a lot of us emotionally will never forget, you know, the victims that day. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I think they'll have a good memorials, and there's great things happening. Martin Richard Playground, there's supposed to be two memorials. So there's a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, they're going to debut those two memorials on Marathon Monday down there, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to be done or not in time.
Well, I wonder, because when I walk by there, they have that big tent set up.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to
like out in front of Abe and Louie's kind of. And is that what I always is that what they're doing? Yeah. Is they're working on it? They don't want anybody to see it. Is that,
right. Yeah, and I think I'm not sure, but they might have to take them out of there because they're not going to be ready for the marathon to clear away.
Yeah,
but they were hoping to get it done, but unfortunately they want to get it right, so it's not going to be ready. But you know, what I'll be thinking about this year is obviously the victims, but also I think supporting organizations like Journey Forward is what will keep. Me going, and as well as a lot of charity runners, whether you're running for the Jimmy Fund or whatnot, there's a lot of great causes. But this year, this is a great one.
Well, it's like anything, where there's tragedy, there are heroes and people that step up and show what humanity is all about.
Can I ask you a question on a topic that has been discussed recently on the show quite a bit? As the former police commissioner here in the city of Boston, what do you think of the introduction of scooters to the streets of our city?
I don't like the scooters. Like the city's congested enough. And, you know, I was just recently in San Antonio. I had to go for a conference, and people were just flying by me on the sidewalk, no helmets on, and they were just throwing them on the sidewalk. You had to actually step over them. Yeah. And, you know, we got enough pedestrian motor vehicle accidents and whatnot. And I just think a congested city isn't the place to throw scooters.
Not the place to have scooters.
And I seen what happened in Brookline the other day. Couldn't ask for a worse rollout. And,
Who knows?
I'm not working for the scooter company, obviously.
No. And you're not working for the city, so you can express how you actually
feel.
Well,
I've always, I'm not a... And you guys probably are pot smokers, but I'm not a big supporter of a pot either. You know
what I mean? Shoe is. Shoe right over there. In fact, you should frisk him.
Hey,
he's probably got some on him. He's probably got some on him right now. No, I hear you. Yeah. All right. Well, and Dan, quick, before you go, just a quick little bit about what you guys do with Journey Forward.
Journey Forward, what we do is we work with individuals with paralysis through an intense exercise-based program, and we're located in Canton. And if anyone wants to learn more about what we do, our website is journey-forward.org.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to watching you complete the marathon from my post in the window at the Capitol Grill with a giant tenderloin slider in my mouth, Commissioner. And it's great to see you. Thank you for everything that you did for the city.
You're amazing.
Thanks for having me and Dan on, because you know the whole idea is to raise awareness. And if you can, if you're listening, please give to Journey Forward. They do a lot of great things for people who need the services.
What are you expecting your time to be?
I don't know. I used to be under 3 all the time. If I can get under 4, I'll be happy. I'm getting to the age.
So how old are you?
I just turned 41.
I just turned 60.
60. You'll do it hopefully in under 4.
Around 4.
I've
done 253s.
That makes me feel horrible about myself, sir. All right.
You can have a steak, 26.2 pounds.
Yes, I can, Commissioner.
Hillman does a 251 on the 5K.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much. Good luck. Okay. All right.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.